This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's new leadership at Interpol after an impromptu vote by its governing body. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott has more.
It isn't the expected Russian candidate that was raising alarm in the West over Kremlin interference, but instead a South Korean one. The surprise move came at an annual meeting in Dubai on Wednesday. Interpol's 194 member states appointed Kim Yong-yang, rejecting Russia's frontrunner Alexander Prokopchuk, who'd been widely tipped to win. He's currently one of four vice presidents, but was facing strong opposition from lawmakers in Europe and the US. They accuse Russia of already abusing Interpol to settle scores and harass dissidents. Other Kremlin critics say Prokopchuk, a former major general in Russia's interior ministry, takes orders directly from Putin.
That is Reuters' Rosanna Philpott reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says turning his back on Saudi Arabia, despite its responsibility for killing a U.S.-based journalist, would be a terrible mistake. He says we're staying with Saudi Arabia. He noted the kingdom's opposition to Iran and its purchases of American military equipment that mean, according to the president, hundreds of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in investment. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Bob Corker, who is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says that he does believe Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman committed murder and directing the killing.
It is a delicate situation when we have a long-term ally that we've had for decades. But we have a crown prince that I believe directed the killing of a journalist.
And that sound is courtesy of WTVC-TV. The president denied his decision to avoid harshly punishing the Saudis for the October 2nd, saying that it doesn't have anything to do with his personal business interest. This is VOA News. It's beginning to rain now in California after deadly and destructive wildfires, AP correspondent Rita Foley.
The rain may help crews still battling wildfires, but it also raises the risk of flash flooding, mudslides, and rock slides. And it'll make it tough to recover the remains of those who died. CAL FIRE says some people who perished in the Northern California wildfire may never be found. More than 80 people died there, hundreds more still unaccounted for, more than 13,000 homes destroyed. In Southern California, homeowners who worried that fire may destroy their homes are now worried that water may do it. I'm Rita Foley.
A senior Trump administration official says tough U.S. sanctions reimposed on Iran earlier this month have been effective with almost entire compliance from the international community. U.S. Special Representative for Iran Brian Hook made the announcement in a sit-down interview with VOA's Arabic Language Sister Network. Washington reimposed sanctions on Iran's energy and banking sectors on November 5th as part of a campaign to pressure Tehran into reaching a new agreement to stop its perceived malign behaviors. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Tuesday told South Korea it should keep the pace of its normalization of ties with North Korea to the steps Pyongyang takes to denuclearize.
We have made clear to the Republic of Korea that we do want to make sure that peace on the peninsula and the denuclearization of North Korea aren't lagging behind the increase in the amount of interrelationship between the two Koreas. We view them as tandem, as moving forward together. We view them as important parallel processes, and that working group is designed to make sure they continue to remain that way.
And the South Korean news agency quotes the foreign ministry saying Seoul and Washington will continue close coordination and cooperation. UN envoy Martin Griffiths is in war-torn Yemen to prepare for talks after fresh fighting erupted in the key port of Hodeidah. Griffiths is scheduled to meet with an Iran-aligned Houthi official in the Yemeni capital in an attempt to persuade them and the Saudi-backed Yemeni government to begin negotiations in Sweden by year's end. The peace process collapsed in Switzerland in September when Houthi rebels failed to appear there. Myanmar's high court has ruled that two jailed Reuters reporters can appeal their convictions on charges of violating the country's law that prohibits the gathering of secret documents to help an enemy. The appeal cited evidence police framed the journalist and a lack of proof for that crime. The legal advisor of a Norway-based Asian Human Rights Commission said in an interview with the VOA that the journalists will attend another hearing in which the judge will likely acquit them or reduce their sentences. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.